This is John Thomas. As you know, I wrote a book entitled You Could Live It Any Way You Choose. That's a pretty bold statement, but it's absolutely true. There's no mystery about it. There's no question about it. It's really simple. Now, if you're listening to this, you're probably fat. You want to weigh 20 pounds, 25 pounds, 50 pounds, 100 pounds less. And it's really simple. But if you want to do it, and there's not black magic associated with this, you have to understand why you made yourself fat. You want to tell yourself that, oh, it's not me, it's the food, it's the fast food restaurants, it's the culture, it's cornstarch, it's whatever you want to say. But the fact of the matter is, you put all that food in your mouth on purpose, by design, knowing very well that you were fat or getting fat. And this is the part people have difficulty with. You are eating enough food to make sure you stay fat. You know, it's really strange. In the country, everyone's talking about the obesity crisis. Everybody's fat. And people are writing books. They're saying diet and exercise, diet and exercise. All the experts, so-called experts, are telling you to do this. But you know, nobody's getting thinner. Everybody, if anything, is getting fatter. And last episode, I told you that the people who wanted to put the number of calories on menus was a waste of time. And the New York Times published an article saying, indeed, they read people reading not only as many calories they did before, but more. So now, what's the problem? You know, the whole thing is really kind of funny when you think about it. There's an obesity crisis, yet everyone in the world knows exactly what to do. Just put less food in your mouth. Keep in mind, I don't like to use the term eating, because all eating is a glamorous term, a relatively glamorous term for putting food in your mouth. Eating is just putting food in your mouth. You taste it, you chew it, and you swallow it. That's it. Then it's in your system. Then you're in trouble. So everybody knows what to do. So what's the problem? I'll tell you the problem. You have just about no control over what you eat, or how much food you put in your mouth. You deny that. You don't want to think of that. What happened to self-determination? What happened to willpower? What happened to everything? Really? Then it's simple. Solve your problem by yourself. Don't put as much food in your mouth. You can't stop. You really don't want to believe this. I will tell you that fundamentally this whole problem is so blown out of proportion. Oh no, the results are true. Obesity is a bad thing. You know that. It made you unhappy. You don't want to be fat, but you don't want to give up all that food. Now, the hardest part about this, the most difficult part, and it's really not that difficult, is telling yourself the truth. That you are eating for emotional reasons, that when you get down, you put food in your mouth to make you feel better. It relieves anxiety. It relieves stress. Having food in your mouth, like comfort food, is something you need, you have had to have all this time, and you need it now. If you didn't have an emotional need, and that's exactly what you have, to put all that food in your mouth, you'd be free of the need to do that. I'm going to teach you how to do that. Now, the reality is that you don't want to stop putting all the food in your mouth. You want a pill, a magic pill that will cause you to lose 25, 50, 100 pounds and still permit you to put all that food in your mouth. Why would you do that? Well, because you still need all that food. You need to put it in your mouth. Now, you don't want to believe this. You want to believe that you can do whatever you want and you can lose weight and it would be an easy thing to do. And you will be able to keep it off. You know why no one's able to keep weight off after they lose it? Because they're emotionally comfortable being fat or being 25, 50, 100 pounds too much. You disagree with that. You say, John, that's just insane. I'm not emotionally comfortable. I hate it. Oh, I agree. You hate it. Logically, you hate it. Emotionally, you can't stop yourself. Look, let's do this. You don't believe me? Do it yourself. You have some food in front of you at any point in time. You're 25, 50, 100 pounds overweight. You don't want to be overweight. You want to weigh less. You look at that food, whatever it is, and you say, all right, do I really want to eat this food or put it in my mouth? And if I do, I know for sure it's going to contribute to my being fatter or stop me from weighing less. Okay? There you are with the food in front of you. I don't care what it is. It doesn't make a bit of difference. It doesn't matter how many calories it has. Now, why would you want to put that food in your mouth knowing full well it's going to make you unhappy? Do it. Try it. Pick any food you want. It doesn't make a difference to me. Tell yourself the truth. That you don't get a grade. There's no report card. But you have to tell yourself the truth about what you're doing. Unless you understand the problem, and it's your problem, an individual problem, you're never going to get rid of it. Again, if you have a pain in your tooth, you don't ask for pain medicine. You go to the dentist and say, eliminate what's causing the pain. If you have a pain in your stomach, you go to the doctor and say, I want to eliminate the cause of the problem so I don't have any more pain. But I'm telling you, it's the same thing with food and weight. You got to eliminate the cause of the problem, not just weight. Weight is the symptom. So there you are, it's breakfast, or lunch, or dinner, or all of them, and you have a whole bunch of food in front of you. You don't have to eat it. There's no compulsion to eat that food to put it in your mouth. See how you feel if you don't eat it. I want you to feel the emotional reaction yourself. Once you feel it, you can make it go away. Really, it is that simple. The whole thing is that simple. This whole issue of losing weight is just a joke. The whole solution is like the invention of the wheel. It is just yours. So, look, you've got to understand the problem. Then we can deal with it. And dealing with it, once you understand it, is really a piece of cake. I suppose that's a pun of sorts. I didn't mean it to be. But it's easy. Look, you have food in front of you. What are you going to do with it? You're going to put it in your mouth? Are you going to put it in your system? Do you want the food in your mouth or your system? Do you need any more nourishment? If you're 50, 100 pounds overweight, you don't need any more nourishment. You don't really want that in your system because you know what it's going to do. It's going to make you fatter or stop you from being thinner. So anytime you think about eating food, ask yourself why. And then just for fun, although it's not really for fun, it's to teach you something. If you feel you want the food in your mouth, don't put it in your mouth for a while. Don't eat it for a while. See how you feel. And I will tell you right now how you're going to feel. You'll feel deprived. You may feel anxious. You may feel concerned. You may feel tense. You may feel depressed. But whatever it is, it's not going to be feeling good. Then put the food in your mouth. After a while that you're sure that you can identify the feeling you have, put the food in your mouth. And I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen again. It's going to make you feel better. It's going to make you feel good. That is what's keeping you fat. Your need to have the food in your mouth to make yourself feel good. Look, this is not a psychological discussion we're having. It's a realistic discussion. You have to deal with it realistically. And once you do, I will tell you, you will be free of the need to have all that food. You can weigh anything you want. Yes, can you weigh 100 pounds less? Yes. Will you lose 100 pounds? No. Because losing weight is virtually an impossibility, as we all know. You will weigh 100 pounds less. You think about it and losing it, I think no. You will become a person who weighs 100 pounds less, because you don't need all that junk. You don't need to stuff your system. You think about it, stuffing your mouth. I say no, it's stuffing your system, and that's exactly what it is. Look, keep listening to the podcast. Just do what I say. It doesn't cost you a penny. I don't want anything. I want to help you. I want to help everybody. Anyway, this is John Thomas. I'll continue in another podcast. Goodbye.